I don't have any very fresh news because, as you know, the State Department Secretary Kerry has been preoccupied with what's going on in the Middle East on the issue with the terrorist group ISIL there, and so that's keeping him a little bit busy. But they have heard our concerns. I've actually talked to the Canadian embassy directly about this, that there has to be a review of the KSM mine and what it means and potential problems, if they have any in the future, if they move forward on this mine in the sense of a settling pond. Our staff is on a regular basis talking to the Canadian embassy. Now saying that, honestly, that's not good enough. We need to get some assurances from the Canadian government that there'll be a both from our end and from their end working together to make sure we're on the right track when it comes to environmental standards, because whatever they do there, and I get that that's their right to develop their mines, but that impact to our streams could be significant if they have what happened in the other mine where the breach occurred on the settling pond and those chemicals created a disaster. So we're talking to them now. We hope in the next week or so we'll have some new news in the sense of the next step, but I can tell you that the Canadian Embassy is clearly aware of my direct concern as the chair of the Fisheries Committee and Coast Guard Committee. One of the things that I intend to do, we won't be able to do it before the elections because of timing and we'll be off, but right after we get back, I'm hoping to hold a hearing that we'll ask the Canadian government to participate in, as well as the State Department, on what are we going to do to make sure there's a long-term relationship between Canada and the U.S. regarding mining activity and how it could impact our fisheries and our streams and our environment on our side of the equation.
Another State Department issue with fisheries is on visas for workers that the processing companies use, the J-1 visas. Do you know of any update on that issue and whether a long-term fix could be pushed through on that?
There is a long-term fix that passed the Senate. It was a piece of an amendment that I did. I had a piece of legislation pending, but I wrapped it into the immigration bill. That was a bipartisan bill that passed the U.S. Senate and has been pending over in the House for many, many months. We're hopeful that we'll get down the path and take care of this, because this will be a long-term fix. Again, I introduced the piece of legislation, but we knew there was an avenue here through the immigration bill. Now, if that immigration bill does not move forward on the House, then we'll try to move the bill separately. But on top of that, I sit on the Appropriations Committee along with Senator Murkowski, and Senator Murkowski and I worked on some language in one of the appropriation bills that gives a temporary fix. And if we can move that appropriation bill, which is the Commerce and Justice bill, when we get back after the summer or the fall recess, election recess, then I believe we'll fix at least for a year while we work on a long-term fix. So we have two kind of avenues going, and we used our power in the Appropriations Committee to create at least one avenue, and then through the bill that I moved forward and incorporated inside the immigration bill is the long-term fix.
How about secure rural schools funding for counties near national forests? Do you expect any kind of a year-long extension on that or a permanent extension of that program?
I think, as you know, we have an extension now. I believe we'll potentially have to have another extension, except we do have a compromise bill that we've all worked on together, and it gives kind of a ratchet down over the next 5 years and then caps it at a certain amount and permanently fixes it. We think that's the right approach because that deals with our economic struggles in the country but also solves this problem permanently. So we're in a one-year extension now, which I was happy to support and helps our rural schools and our school districts, but we need a permanent one. I believe as we move to the end of this year, we may have to extend it one more year and then get the permanent fix passed, which I believe will be widely supported. Currently, it's a bipartisan bill.